This podcast replay is brought to you by baptisthealth.net/ortho. Do you have an injury that's keeping you from doing what you love? Take charge of your health and get back in the game with the help of the all-pro staff at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information.
Yeah, let's just tell him not to do what he loves to do and that he could have quit and he could have played for 14 more years. Yeah, let's tell Sidney Crosby that. Some of you out there, man, I really wonder how you get through life. Like, you never have injuries? You never have setbacks? I've worked through heart attacks. I've worked through foot surgeries. I've worked through all kinds of things. I went to work like days after my heart procedure. And then went back to the hospital for a second heart procedure and then came right back to work again. And I've been working for 34 years. You know how many sick days I've taken? I think it was like 4 or 5 outside of the heart thing that I had to miss, obviously. There's something else too. I'm trying to remember something else. I forgot. Like, I don't understand some of you out there. You never go through adversity? And you want players and like everybody wanted Tua to, you know, not everybody, but a bunch of you wussies, because you must be wussies. You wanted Tua to quit right away. Like, you, some of you have no balls, no guts, no character, no toughness. That's what I say about you. If you wanted Tua to quit, you've got no balls, no toughness, obviously, in your world. Because if you're such a wussy for Tua, then you must be a wussy overall. You know what I'm saying? Fred Taylor had a bunch of injuries the first 4 years of his career. Then he figured out his body and he went like on a run for 6 or 7 years without an injury. And he was very injury prone early in his career. Should he have quit? It's interesting when I spin it like that on you, right? Because there's some of you right now that are watching going, yeah, I was one of those people that was saying Tua should quit. So O is basically saying I'm a pussy. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Seriously, the goal, the lack of balls is really amazing to me for some of you. And so you, oh, he has an injury history. And so what? So when a boxer gets knocked out, he should just give up. But you got knocked out. It's over. That's it. You're never going to come back. Why? Sugar, why are you going to come back? Duran killed you. You're not going to win again. It's what we were supposed to do? Really? Wow. So Rocky was supposed to quit after Clubber kicked his ass. Then how would the movie work out then? Right, we wouldn't have gotten a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. Or Apollo, yeah. Or Creed, or whatever. You know? It's like, it's amazing. You think nobody suffers setbacks. You think they play the game of football and everybody's going to play scot-free. So Marino should have quit after the Achilles. Is that what we should have told Dan? Damn, Dan, you're not even going to repair the Achilles? Why even keep playing, dude? In fact, why did Dan Marino keep playing after the Achilles? He should have quit. It's baffling from some of you out there. Tons of players have had injuries. So they're supposed to just quit? Not come back and try? I could tell some of you never suffer any kind of setbacks, I guess. Your lives must be so beautiful. Never any adversity you face. Special. Some of you are very special, I gotta say.